The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone to meet the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay.
Sunday night, it's 9 o'clock. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I am here on Sunday nights from 9 to 11, bringing you Can't Stop the Music, where we put our ear to the keyhole of culture and are always surprised at what we find. And this week, I am so happy to have a special guest, a dear friend, great human being, a fabulous private pilot, Cliff Baldwin, who lives on the North Fork of Long Island and is a sculptor and a word manager as a artist. And Cliff has used...
I'll take it.
Yeah, Cliff might want to say that. Cliff has used sound and music as an important part of his sculptures and his creative practice for most of your life. And has brought all kinds of... He has programmed most of this evening. And so we have... So you probably want to say hello to Richmond.
Hello, Richmond.
And so, Cliff, do you have a few things you want to say just kind of about what we're playing in general?
Let's see. We're starting off with some early stuff.
Or aren't we starting with a new thing?
Oh, that's right. We're starting with the new stuff, and then we go to the early stuff.
You know, we just think of the creative practice as a circle.
It's a big mess, and we're just going to delve right into it. That's right.
And do you want to say just anything about how you make this music or where you start as an inspiration, or do you want to just lay it on there?
Not right now.
Not right now. You'll cover that later.
Let's get into the music first. And
okay. Well, I have played some of Cliff's compositions before in Can't Stop the Music, and... But with reverence, not with ridicule.
And as it should be.
As it should be. And so, but what is this piece? So this was just created now.
This piece is a more recent piece from 2007. This was created for the Aquabog Orchestrion. And it's a large sculpture that is a rolling metal sculpture. A surround sound piece that viewer activated, and
so the sound exists, and the piece is created. The piece happens when a viewer is inside the sculptural area, not created by the attendance of a viewer.
No, the viewer does not create the piece. The viewer is in the gallery and selects a piece from this sculpture. The sculpture has seven speakers surrounding the viewer, and you push the button and it plays something you're not sure what, and this piece you're going to hear is one of the pieces.
So if you have a lot of radios at your house, we want you to turn them all on now.
All around you.
Otherwise,
that's
just
right.
Put your head inside the speaker to be ready.
That's it.
Thank you. B, 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 B. C, 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 C.
You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I'm here with my special guest, Cliff Baldwin. And what we just listened to wasn't created by Cliff, although it was selected by Cliff. That was a piece from a Kurt Schwitter's collection of material on now on CD. Not that Schwitter's was producing in CD format at the time. He was pretty much producing in cardboard at the time. And Cliff is here with me tonight. We are Cliff is a visual artist and uses sound in his sculpture and in his creative practice, and has influenced by a lot of really interesting sources, and carves into found sound in a lot of cases. And so has selected some things, including that Schwitter's piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the language influence there was important for me. Schwitter's started early. These pieces were 1920. This piece was done in 1920, recorded again later in 1940. But that piece is influential for me, as were some of the other language pieces that he did early on. And so that's the reasoning for playing that.
And tell me, do you know why, what... what in Schwitter's practice got him to want to record himself?
I think...
do we have to look that up?
Originally, he... these were not for recorded media. 1920 was too early for that. These were for performance, live performance. But then later, when wire recorders and tape came upon the scene, he was able to. They were able to record these. They were mostly written. Maybe you've read them. You know, the written versions.
So they got published as poems or constructed visual
poems.
And he used a lot of words in his collages. And when I think about your pieces, they're not only elegant, but letters and type really are an important. Is really what your work is made out of. It's color and type.
I use a lot of typography. I create my own typography. I've used found typography as well. My work always includes language. My work always includes bright colors, lots of stuff to make you feel better.
And the language, when I think about the language, it's not, it's evocative and it's like visual poetry, that it is, it comes from the sound, the resonance that the word makes in your mind.
Yes.
And so when I think about your audio pieces, they have a abstraction from the source of the sound, but the source is also important.
Yeah. The language, for me, functions in a lot of different ways. A lot of artists use language in very literal ways.
Protest.
Jenny Holzer, you know, all these different
social commentary.
These folks. I use it in a more concrete poetry type way, where the sound of the word, the look of the word. I've been doing a lot of funny four letter word pieces lately, where the words are not any word you'd know, like buzzle or cackle or, you know,
babble.
And, yeah, babble, exactly, you know, those kind of funny words, and it's the sound of the word, the look of the word. It's not so much you know, it's not about a lot of meaning. It's more about the fun of reading it and hearing it come out of your mouth and the feel of it.
And that's what I think of when in listening to your sound pieces over the years, is that they have a reference point, but they work a lot like calliope music, that there's a repetition, a jolliness, a place in the world, but it also puts you in the happy place.
I like circuses, and I like calliopes, and I like mechanical music. And so I've chosen a lot of mechanical music pieces for tonight to play that have influenced me. My dad was influential in a lot of ways. He was heavy into theater organ. And
you have an organ in your studio, don't you?
I used to. You know, when I moved into the barn that we had, the previous owner did have a Wurlitzer with a few Leslie speakers. And unfortunately, it was so big and unwieldy that we had to cut it up to get it out of the place. And my wife wouldn't have it, so I had to chop it up. And I still have the speakers. But the electronics are gone. But yeah, so mechanical instruments are heavy influence, and so you'll hear those tonight.
And what are we going to listen tonight? The next piece.
The next piece is an old tape piece for me from 1979. This is a piece called Na 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 Na.
And do you want to say how you made it, or afterwards?
Yeah, I don't. It's a tape piece. That's about all I can recall right now.
Okay, here we go. 1979.
Thank you, P.
Yeah. changing our names back to Milton. We're changing our names back to Milton. Changing our names back to Milton. We're 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 changing our names back to Milton. Changing our names back to Milton. We're 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 changing our names back to Milton.
Changing our name back to Milton.
Changing our names back to Milton. Changing our names back to Milton. Changing our names back to Milton. We're 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 changing our names back to Milton. 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 We're changing our names back to Milton. Changing our names back to Milton. We're changing our names back to Milton.
We're changing our names back to Milton. We're changing our names back to Milton.
Changing our names back to Milton.
Changing our names back to Milton.
We're changing our names back to Milton.
Changing our names back to Milton.
We're changing our names back to Milton.
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 We're changing our names back to Milton.
We're changing our names back to Milton.
Changing our names back to Milton.
We're changing our names back to Milton.
That repeated trips with the same illness, not a single catastrophe, usually account for those big hospital bills with smoking and alcoholism frequently involved. And Duke University scientists say that even relatively mild exercise results in a dramatic increase in the release of proteins that attack blood clots. Preliminary figures from the FBI say that serious crime in the United States jumped 8% last year, the largest increase since the 1974-75 recession. That increase was higher in violence than in property crime, 11% compared to 8%. No matter the case, I know good parties begin right here. Good tasting everyone.
You got it. You got it.
Good cracker. The Remington 12-inch shiver is the only electric which stays for the breed of Michelin and Flexin magazine. The made. It costs much micro screens. Or...
going to eat you, you know.
He continued staring at the children, but in the gentler light cast up from the floor by the lantern, he didn't look quite so fierce.
I want to know what you think you're doing in here at this time of night.
I have had an inspiration.
You are looking around. We've never been to a farm before.
...200 miles, and then they went on to sail to Seleucia, and then from Seleucia, they sailed to Cyprus. This is the island from where Barnabas came. It was his home, and so they went to... He wanted to go to his own country to spread this Donbillion. And so this deputy of the country, being a guy, he reached Jerusalem. They came to Yachin, to Sok, and to the synagogue on the Sabbath. His name, by interpretation, was put down. He said, the law and the prophets, the rules, say whatever people say on. So they had an opportunity to cause people of Israel, rather, to exalt the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. Honor he them out of it. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided land to divide the nations of the soldiers of the prophet. Afterwards also says a man of the tribe by the space of 4 years. And when he had him, he raised up unto them David to be there. Without fail, all my baptism of the people are what Peter said, to the name of Jesus, receive forgiveness of sin. So it is through this and that you see the forgiveness of sins, preaching unto them message, and him that believe, not only will they receive forgiveness of Moses, and we see is amplified. I mean the message that Peter gave between forgiveness and the forgiveness. God is the Lord of our sins, but we still kill.
Steve Arnold report. The Security Council chamber has seen uproar, but nothing like this. The Soviet and American representatives
said the large number of Cuban criminals arriving in Florida, quote, is a cause of apprehension for us.
Christian government to start.
Campaign Chairman Robert Strauss, Australia and Iran will not host the year. The elections are too wise and too strong. Monday evening at the home of a Houston man, about 200 people gave $250 each. Today, in a different kind of media, Mrs. Carter was looking for votes for her husband in Saturday's Democratic primary in Pakistan. In El Paso, West Texas, local Democrat state of the first day last year, Chairman Strauss, he took up $250,000 in 2 days. As of yesterday, he said he did not see the estimation as political or damaging. On Monday, President Carter visited the wounded from Iran at a military hospital in Texas. On Tuesday, Mrs. Carter and
the United States, Americans have been held hostage in Tehran by Iranians. Today, Iranians in London were taken hostage by other Iranians. The hostages, including some British subjects, are being held in the Iranian embassy by three terrorists who are from the Arab-speaking minority in Iran, the people who run Iran's oil field.
You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, and the elaborate and humorous creations of Cliff Baldwin. I am Peace One, and my guest, Cliff, is here with me. And we are just listening to what, Cliff?
That was called VZV.
And we were talking a little bit while it was going on about how it was made, because it exists from a period where the creation of audio on reel-to-reel was a very physical process. So not only are you translating what is going on, the news and the sounds around you physically, you're just physically manipulating them as they're going onto your recorder.
Yeah, that was a piece that was done on just a stereo reel-to-reel with some outboard effects on the floor of my apartment.
And we talked about, to get those strange distortions, you actually were pulling on the tape. And
yeah, I would interrupt the tape as it was going across the heads and do various yanking and stopping and starting and that kind of thing. And you get those funny edits and run it through flanger or a delay or, you know, various things. Guitar effects, running it through guitar effects, I think it was, as I recall. Yeah. So.
And let's talk about what I thought was really funny, the piece before that, the Miltons.
Milton, we're changing our names back to Milton, is a great piece for me. It was dedicated to Bob Rauschenberg, who, of course, changed his name to Bob from Milton. And I thought it was only fitting that at some point in his career, maybe he would change his name back to Milton.
And give up on the Bob thing.
Yeah, give up on the Bob. Although, you know, he liked being called Bob, from what I remember.
Well, I'm going to do a little business here.
Okay.
We got to thank, WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic, and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. So you are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And we often have a theme that dominates our show, and often it is political or social in nature. And there's always a lot of found sound in it, and a lot of interest in how people are reacting to the world around them and creating audio out of it and then sticking that audio out there. And this time, instead of me going out there, I just went out there and I brought in Cliff. And Cliff Bowen is probably known to a lot of Richmonders because of his collaboration with Davy Dead Thompson. They exhibited at the Key Gallery in the 90s, the Anderson Gallery, the... what did I leave out? The 1708.
Since 1980.
They've exhibited around the world, and Tokyo, L.A., New York, And Cliff has a active studio practice as an individual. Much of his work is video and print, but along the way, there's been a lot of sound being made. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is really in an effort of discovery and finding out where things go. And we're starting with the early pieces that are quite abstract, but have little bits of rhythm in it, and moving our way towards where Cliff is now. And what we have next has to do with monkeys, always a big Can't Stop the Music theme.
Yeah, the monkey theme enters in here. I became familiar with a guy out in Kansas City, the Reverend Dwight Frizzell. He and I started working together in 1978, 79. We came up with an installation
monkeys
piece.
Monkeys are important in Kansas City.
Oh, God, I cannot tell you. Primates in the Midwest
and Scopes trial, and it just they're
huge.
They just can't let go.
So we decided to. I think what happens is we decide to drive, and there's a lot of driving that goes on along out there. And we're driving around, and of course we come up with songs while we're driving. World is a Monkey.
Singing in the car
has to happen. World is a Monkey was one of the tunes we came up with. Just a little ditty at first. Then it started to take on geopolitical connotations. World is a monkey, a whimpering monkey. Slap that world. And it turned into an installation. We made a piece for a gallery. Lots of images projected on the walls. The sound was just blasting nonstop, and you can hear some of that next. The World is a Monkey.
And then after that, we have a couple of pieces by the Reverend.
Yeah, later we'll have some pieces by the Reverend, the Irish Wilderness and Sonic Force, which are more recent from 2000 and 2002.
But those will come up much later.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's not what's
middle
next.
Of the show, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The World is a Monkey.
World is a Monkey.
Is a monkey, a rubber monkey. Slap that woohoo. The woohoo is a monkey. The whimpering monkey. Slap that woohoo. The woohoo is a monkey. A whimpering monkey. Slap that woohoo. The woohoo is a monkey. A jerking monkey. Slap that woohoo, the woohoo is a monkey, a screaming monkey. Slap that woohoo, the woohoo is a monkey, a yelping monkey. Slap that woohoo, the woohoo is a monkey, a whimpering monkey. Slap that woohoo, the woohoo is a monkey, an angry monkey. Slap that woohoo. The woohoo is a monkey, a whimpering monkey. Slap that woohoo. The woohoo is a monkey, a whimpering monkey. Slap that monkey. The woohoo is a monkey. Slap that woohoo. Woohoo is a monkey, a whimpering monkey. Slap that woohoo. China is a monkey, a yelping monkey. Slap that woohoo. Russia is a monkey, a rubber monkey. Slap that woohoo. Woohoo is a monkey, a whimpering monkey. The guru is a monkey, a whimpering monkey. Slap that guru. Eastern Asia is a monkey.
Nothing Like Mechanical Music. That's the Knoebels Wurlitzer 165, the Wurlitzer organ from the Knoebels amusement park where they collect Wurlitzers and merry-go-rounds, and you can ride them for 10 cents apiece. And then they are so proud of their equipment that they issue CDs of them. So we descended from a piece that was done live by real human beings, and the Monkey Song, and have moved into the realm of mechanical music. We had a couple of pieces that were Belgian and French mechanical music, and then the Wurlitzer. What do you want to say about the pieces we played before the Wurlitzer? Anything? You might identify what they are. It's a jazz band Rex and the Org de Cap from Antwerp. I want to do a little business here. Listeners are reminded to heighten their awareness of deer during the fall breeding season, which is now through November. Here are some deer avoidance tips to remember. Deer are most active early morning and late afternoon. Deer usually travel in groups. Standing deer jump suddenly. Watch for the eye shine. Slow down to avoid hitting deer, but do not swerve. You can lose control, strike another vehicle, or leave the road. Remember, don't veer for deer.
I will remember that.
So you are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's 9:52. I am Peace One, and I am here with
Cliff Baldwin. Here I am.
And Cliff has selected music, and we're playing a good amount of his music. And we are still in the realm of mechanical music, correct?
Yes, indeed.
And next we have, you have to pronounce it, you selected it.
This is some Conlon Nancarrow. Conlon did some incredible player piano pieces.
And this is volume five of his CDs of player piano pieces. So we went from external things, these kind of whole orchestras all being one machine, to someone who's spent his career designing roles where the piano itself just rips, goes for it. And that's what we're going to play now.
Absolutely.
Is that your fantasy piece of equipment?
A player piano? It's one of them, yes.
Okay, well,
yes,
we'll discuss that later.
Okay.
If you want to know more about Cliff's artwork and a little see our playlist, it is up on the, we've got our post up at WRIR.org, and there's links to a couple of Cliff's sites and some video on there and some details about these recordings. So we're going to try to not tell you everything you need to know and just have you count on the internet to go find it. But player pianos. Thank you. So we have a technical disclaimer. Got the barrel organ and the player piano backwards. So that was Conlon Nancarro with the player piano. And before that, we had Georgi Ligeti with a barrel organ.
Ligeti, right.
Ligeti,
right.
With a barrel organ.
That's right, with the barrel organ.
And you like this?
That barrel organ stuff just kills me. Doesn't it kill you?
It does.
That stuff is just, it just makes you melt.
And so is that programmed into the barrel organ?
Yes.
So he just walks away and it does it.
Yeah. These are rolls, again, that are running the barrel organ. And it's all automated, you know, in its old way. But yes. Yeah. Barrel organ. Oh, the sound is just, oh gosh. I can't express it on the air. Just...
Well, you know, it is 10 o'clock. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio here in Richmond, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and every week here on Can't Stop the Music, we bring you the overlooked, the underappreciated, and the clearly creative. And so to fulfill that mission, I've brought Cliff Baldwin in with me this week, and Cliff selected some of his favorites that he's made and some of his favorites made by others. But, you know, I bet we're getting up on bedtime at our house, and are there some people you want to say hello and goodnight to?
Oh, I'd like to say goodnight to Ella, if she's listening, and the lovely Marta.
And we are. I think there's a whole listening party, a post-pasta listening party going on. And I think we've got some online listeners from out of town. And we appreciate your hanging in and finding WRIR because of our celebrity guests. So we're going to play a piece that you did next, Cliff.
Yeah, this is a piece called Ratum from a collection of stuff that I like to call Refreshing Towel.
Okay, so we're going to, if you've got something you'd like to know about or special requests from Cliff's oeuvre, you can give us a call at 804-649-9737. You can look at what we're playing at WRR.org. And then let's say less chatter and more platter.
Thank you. nei secoli passati, quando il successore di Pietro prendeva possesso della sua sede, si deponeva sul suo capo il triregno, la tiara. L'ultimo incoronato è stato il Papa Paolo VI nel 1963, il quale però, dopo il solenne rito di incoronazione, non ha mai più usato il triregno, lasciando ai suoi successori la libertà di decidere al riguardo. Il Papa Giovanni Paolo I, il cui ricordo è così vivo, il Papa Giovanni Paolo I, il cui ricordo è così vivo nei nostri cuori, non ha voluto il triregno e oggi non lo vuole il suo successore. Non è il tempo, infatti, di tornare ad un rito e a quello che forse giustamente è stato considerato come simbolo del potere temporale dei papi. Il nostro tempo ci invita, ci spinge, ci a guardare il Signore e ad immergerci in una umile e devota meditazione del mistero della suprema potestà del stesso Cristo. Colui che è nato della Vergine Maria, il figlio del falegname, come si riteneva, il figlio del Dio vivente, come ha confessato Pietro, è venuto per fare da tutto un regno. La missione di Cristo, sacerdote, profeta, maestro, re, continua nella Chiesa. Tutto il popolo di Dio è partecipe di questa triplice missione. E forse nel passato si deponeva sul capo del Papa il triregno, quella triplice corona, per esprimere attraverso tale simbolo che tutto l'ordine gerarchico della Chiesa di Cristo, tutta la sua sacra potestà in essa esercitata, non è altro che il servizio. Servizio che ha per scopo una sola cosa, che tutto il popolo di Dio sia partecipe di questa triplice missione di Cristo e rimanga sempre sotto la potestà del Signore, la quale trae le sue origini non dalle potenze di questo mondo, ma dal Padre Celeste e dal mistero della croce e della risurrezione. ti avvertivi in cui ritorni il nostro Gesù Cristo, Spirito Santo operante nel mondo, così un tutto come le gambe della destra, la sua ricorda, la sua ricorda, la Eodem Spiritu Sanctificare Dignieris, ut corpus et sanguis fiant, fili tui Domini nostri Jesu Christi, cuius mandato et misteria celebramus. Ipse en, in qua nocte tradebatu, accepit panem, et tibi gratias agens, benedixit, benedicque discipulus subitito. Accipite et manducate et servum omnes, hoc est in corpus mei, quod pro vobis tradebatu.
That was terrific. What was that?
That was something called Bockler, I believe.
And did you make it yourself?
I did, yeah.
And who are you?
My name is Cliff Baldwin. That was something for the Aquabog Orchestrion, which is once again a sculpture that I have been showing in various galleries, etc. And that tune plays on the Aquabog Orchestrion.
Well, that's quite amusing. And it's well in keeping with the mechanical music. So it was made by man, but sounds like it was made by
lots of different instruments in there, too. There's the carousel from Coney Island is one of the instruments buried in there, among others. I don't know what else is in there. Various things.
Well, for our listeners, you are listening to Can't Stop the Music, and many of you already know, if you've been with us for the last hour and a quarter, that this is Piece One and Cliff Baldwin, and we are working our way through some material that Cliff has selected and created, although the next piece is done by someone you collaborated with, but you did not collaborate on this.
I didn't. I collaborated in a video, did some of the video work with this next piece. This piece is called Sonic Force. It's a piece by the Reverend Dwight Frizzell out in Kansas City, where he collaborated with the men and women at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, Knob Noster, Missouri, home of the B-2 bomber. Also the home for several A-10 Warthog attack jets, and the piece uses the recording. The piece records the jets and the sounds of musicians as well. What else can I say about Sonic Force?
Well, we're going to play it now.
Okay, let's listen.
Thank you. Okay, just give us a heads up.
I feel like I've been under total assault.
Sonic Force.
By Dwight Frizzell.
Sonic Force, yeah.
And you, Cliff, you were saying you were there with Dwight when he recorded a lot of those sounds?
He was out there recording sounds, he and his crew. I was recording video at a bombing range at Knob Noster in
when
Missouri.
When Americans had free access to their
That's
defense.
Right. Absolutely.
So this was all pre-9/11.
This is just pre-9/11. We got finished with this September of, you know, just like a week before or something like that. It was really close. And it was amazing when all this military, you know, buildup happened and the whole thing just, it was just so, it was insane, just crazy.
And then it really changes the whole context of this.
Absolutely.
This material that you had collected, it went from representing a more abstract idea to something just much more concrete in a context of history unfolding.
Dwight was very interested in using military hardware for musical purposes, for musical achievements, and for, you know, using these planes as instruments. So the A-10 Warthog, that is one heck of an instrument. You get that up there, and you record those whining engines. They are big engines, and they have an incredible sound, very distinctive sound, very musical, really. Unlike some of the other jets, he's heard the B-2 bomber. It's just not just doesn't cut it, he said. So the A-10 Warthog was just amazing. And to see that in a bombing run out there and the target practice stuff that those guys do, it's amazing. It's just crazy. They're sitting in the bathtub dropping munitions on these little targets, and it's just incredible. These people are very skilled people, and it really, you really have some serious respect after you see that.
And what I take away from that piece is Dwight is very conscious of the of presenting these sounds that are in some ways abstracted, but really it is sonic force. There's nothing about the piece that separates it from the context of power.
Yeah, you feel that. It's all there. He's out on the tarmac with these jets.
And that's what, I mean, the end product that he's making is to conveys a sense of roaring dominance. Whatever it is that's causing it, it's dominant. So you have some business that you need to attend to on behalf of WRIR?
You know, WRIR wants to say a big thank you to our generous underwriters. We encourage you to say your own thanks as well to our underwriters. Without underwriting support, this fantastic radio station could not exist. If you or your organization would like to know more about getting the word out about what you offer, a special event, a project, or your love of WRIR, contact WRIR's underwriting manager, Alyssa Solomon. You can contact Alyssa by email at underwriting@wrir.org or by phone at 804-557-3798.
And we do love our underwriters. So, Cliff, up next we are beginning to... we've got one more piece by someone you have collaborated with.
Yes. This is a piece by Michael Rouse off his new CD that's coming out this month. He'll be performing with a quartet in New York City on the 23rd of October at Galapagos in Brooklyn. And the CD is called Gravity Radio, and this is a piece off of that called... What is the title of this?
It's Silence of Sound.
That's right, Silence of Sound, and there's a report just before that, yes.
Here we go.
I look at human beings and I see a freak show, a wandering eye, layers and layers of rose-colored skin, and the bombardment of celebrities is indeed a freak show. But at least they look good. I mean, comparatively. So maybe that's why they fascinate. For nearly 3 in 10 households don't even bother trying to call them on a landline phone. They either only have a cell phone or seldom, if ever, take calls on their traditional phone. The federal figures released Wednesday showed that reliance on cells is continuing to rise at the expense of wired telephones. In the second half of last year, 16% of households only had cell phones. while 13% also had landlines but got nearly all their calls on their cells. The number of wireless-only households grew by 2% since the first half of last year. Underscoring the rapid growth, in early 2004, just 5% had only cell phones. The girl at Polydor, never a smile, not even a smile for me. I will always remember her blank face. She has never seen mine so many times. Blackwater Worldwide repaired and repainted its trucks immediately after a deadly September shooting in Baghdad, making it difficult to determine whether enemy gunfire provoked the attack, according to people familiar with the government's investigation of the incident. Damage to the vehicles in the convoy has been held up by Blackwater as proof that its security guards were defending themselves against an insurgent ambush when they fired into a busy intersection, leaving 17 Iraqi civilians dead. The tourists are not in Polydor. They order, then they look at their maps, take photos, transplant themselves into wherever they are. But the tourists are not in Polydor.
I wander around.
You are listening. What else could it be? Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One, and I am here with
Cliff Baldwin.
And what were we listening to?
That was Pierre-Henri. Pierre-Henri, the musique concrète man from France, composer extraordinaire.
And that piece was called?
That was Tokyo 2002.
And what did we have before that? Two pieces by your friend Michael Rouse?
Michael Rouse, that's right, Michael Rouse.
I just keep getting distracted Michael by that Rouse. K. That K in there, I can't let it go.
Yeah, so Michael has a new CD coming out, Gravity Radio, and those couple pieces from that. And
newly released here on Can't Stop the Music, bringing you the newest and the strangest.
All the freshest hits.
So it's 10:48. We are closing in and turning things over soon to mixtape. But we've got also some fresh work from Cliff from the Aquabog Orchestrion.
Orchestrion, that's right.
Orchestrion.
That's right.
So many letters in there.
A lot of vowels.
And this one is?
This one is called Canis Carousel.
So we're going to have a few selections from this most recent project. And then, you know, dear listeners, when we have a chance, we're going to let you know where you can hear it in person as we have development. If you want to know more about Cliff and his work, check out our website, wrir.org. That will provide you plenty of links, but there is a cliffbaldwin.com and pleasewatch.com. Those are places you can find Cliff's work and enjoy its lushness and its total engagement. So here we go. Snigger. There you go. You've been listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I have enjoyed my evening tremendously with my special guest, Cliff Baldwin. We had a couple of choice pieces here.
That was Minivan, and let's see, before that, we played Connus Carousel, and it has been such a pleasure, P., I must say. Yes. I just want to say thank you very, very much. This has been an absolute pleasure.
Well, we hope we have you back. And we're going to play one more new selection?
Yeah, there'll be what are we playing here? We're playing Carumpus, I believe, is the new another new piece from this
Pardon
year.
Pardon me?
Excuse me, too. Pardon me, too.
Well, thanks for listening. It's always a pleasure. Remember, tomorrow is the last day to register to vote if you want to vote in this November's important gubernatorial election. All elections are important. And thanks for listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Coming up next is Mixtape. But first, one more creative endeavor from Cliff Baldwin. Thank you.